Question 4. Now read the passage about point of view. You will have 45 seconds to read the passage. Begin reading now. Now listen to part of a lecture on this topic in an art class. As artists, when we refer to point of view, we mean the location of the viewer. The location of the viewer looking in on the scene in a painting. So, take for example the famous group portrait of Spanish royalty painted by the 17th century artist Diego Velázquez. In this scene, the artist himself is painting a portrait of the king and queen. For this scene, Velázquez used point of view to do exactly two things. First of all, he directs the eyes of the viewer so that you are looking at the scene from inside the house, as if you are part of it. He does not choose to paint a close-up of the king and queen, but rather reveals the entire scene and everyone involved, including the dog. By painting the scene using this broad yet intimate point of view, Velázquez positions his viewers so that they experience the action and confusion. In addition, Velázquez chose this particular point of view to convey a particular meaning. He does not wish to show you the inner character of these royal people. He didn't want it to be an emotional piece. If he had, he might have painted close-ups of faces to better emphasize facial expression. But in this case, he uses a broader point of view to emphasize the group rather than any one person. Using the information you have just heard, explain how the portrait of Diego Velázquez uses point of view.